robe. He's not a wash. So the diya kaniin kli plishtin loy. These are the only hetters you're allowed to. So Rashi learns kli plishtin lo nafish tirchei. It's not so hard to wash it. It gets washed very easily. That's why they were matter it. But the kashra is the Mishnah's not mashma that way. The Mishnah says only these cases. Rashi says mitzvorsas asvorim shofishtin. This robe that the barber put around you was made out of flax. The mashma, only the barber that has a right to give the haircut to the people like in the Mishnah that have a right to have a haircut during Chol HaMoed, only such a pishtin flax clothing could be washed during Chol HaMoed. But other flax clothing cannot be washed in Chol HaMoed. So the kasha, Omalei Abai, Abai answers like this, Masnise na'afilo disharmini. Our Mishnah is talking about other kelim. Joshua Kloima, Mitfachas disharmini, M'goy Nisemer, El Chanami. The Mishnah is talking about towels made out of wool. There, Afagad the Nafesh Tirch, even though it's very hard to clean it, Shorin Lechabes, there the Mishnah says in these few cases is Mutter. Avoshar Kedem, the Sharminim Loi, Avoglipishtim Shorin Lechabes, but it could be though a flax clee, since it's easy to wash, maybe it's Mutter, any flax clee could be washed on Chol HaMoed. Om Zemar says, Omar Bar Hidia. Nidadi Chazali, I saw Yom Ashot Tveria, by the ocean of Tveria, the Mafik law, Mishichle Demani, Kitno Bechol Demuada. They had a whole Rashi Svolim, whole barrels or baskets full of clothing or flax that the people were washing on Chol HaMoed. So you see, clearly, like he said, it's mutter to wash flax clothing on Chol HaMoed. Maskev law, Abaye says, there's no Rai from there. Man Leimaloch, who told you the Barosin Chachom Mavdi? That they did with a heter. Who said the chum will matter them? Dilma shloib rotsa chum mavdi. That are the people then by the Yam Shal Tveria were washing their flax clothing in Chol HaMoed. Maybe they were not doing it with a heter. Maybe the rabbonim will not matter it. So in this proof, you can't bring a raya. B'nei chnami, that's talking about locha. Yes, look up a locha clearly. But Rabbi Yechon, though, that kli pishtin is mut lechavsa mechol l'shamayit. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf Yud Chesom and Beis, top Mishnah. V'yelu kaisvim b'moyed. These are the people that are allowed to write during Chol HaMoed. Like this, you're not allowed to write. It's one of the malachas that are also in Chol HaMoed. Only a thing that's the big tzarech. So, kedushin noshim. Tosha v'nisha is allowed to get married to make the kedushin at least on your Chol HaMoed. So you can write the shtar kedushin. V'gitin, someone has to give the get on Chol HaMoed, you can write the get on Chol HaMoed. V'shoivrin, if somebody lent money and they want a receipt, that's called shoivrin. You made halvoy, you lent somebody money, you want a receipt, you're allowed to write the receipt on Chol HaMoed. Daidiki, that's a will, you can write a will on Chol HaMoed. Maton, if you want to give somebody a present, you can also write a shtar matono, you can write it down on Chol HaMoed. Well, pruzbalin, a pruzbal, that's the malva before it comes Shemitah, you don't want the Shemitah, the seventh year should be Meshamet the Chayiv. So the malva writes over shtar, like to give over the Chayiv to Bezdin, so Bezdin has a right to collect the money even during Shemitah. That's called a pruzbal. So you're allowed to write a prusbal in Chol HaMoed. Iger Ashum, if Bezdin, Ashum means they shot stuff, they see how much it's worth. If you have a Yerusha, let's say, that Bezdin has to divide it up equally between the brothers, so they have to see how much this field is worth, and then they'll give the other brother something else worth the same amount. So that's called Iger Ashum, Bezdin said how much it's worth. The Igeris Nozen, or else if a person was Mechayiv himself to feed, he married a new wife, and she had a daughter ready, so he wants him mafarnas the daughter, so he can write a shtar on this. You got to write down shtari mezoinis. Rashi says, Ploini kibbel lozoin batishloi. Someone's mekal upon himself to feed his new daughter. Write a shtari chalitza. If you give the chalitza on Chol HaMoed, you can write a shtar chalitza. Or meyunin, that's a ketana that got married, and she wants to give a get, so her father didn't marry her off. Only a mother or a brother, so it's only the rabbot in the kedushin, and all you have to have is just the miyun. She says she doesn't want him anymore. So you write down the shtar, she doesn't want him anymore, so the kedushin is off. Or shtari berurin, if shtar, if desni is mevaris, some Rashi says, chelik zeh lezeh, chelik zeh lezeh, or it's a type of yerusha, whatever the desni says, this is yours and this is his, that's a bureau desni said clearly, who's this who's, you have a right to write it down during Chol HaMoed. Gzeiras Bezdin, if Bezdin makes a Gzeir, Rashi said them is Piskedinim. If Bezdin paskins halacha, they're allowed to write down the Piskedinim on Chol HaMoed. V'igeres shel Rishus. Rashi learns Rishus here means Sivoy v'kiyim shel Shultan. not a friendly letter, but rather a letter that the shulchan, the mayor, his tivuyim, whatever the mayor wants to have to be done, you let her write down on the shtar during Chol HaMoed. He's either Tzorchei Rabin, or else it's Tzorchei HaMoed, these things are allowed to be written down. So the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, Muta La'aris Isha B'Chol HaShemoed, you're allowed to get married, at least make Erusin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Shem Yichad Menu Acher, because if you don't do it now, wait till after Yom Chol HaMoed, you could be afraid maybe somebody else will marry you. So therefore you're allowed to chop around and marry you now during Chol HaMoed. Let's bring a proof to Shmuel. It says in the Mishnah of Yehud Kaisun B'Moyed, these are the things you are allowed to write down during Chol HaMoed. Kedusha in Oshim, you can write down a Shtar Kedushin. So Mashim, you're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. So my lab, Shtari Kedushin Mamish, doesn't mean Mamish, they're getting married, and they're using this Shtar now for Shtar Kedushin. So you see, you're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. Loi, I'd say maybe you mean Shtari Psikta. Just means before they get married, they make the Tanoim, they write down how much the father says he'll give his daughter, and how much the other one says he'll give his son, so they write it down. If the father of the kallah tells the father of the chosin, write down how much money you're going to give your son. Kach v'kach, this and this. The other one says back, how much are you going to give your daughter? Kach v'kach, and then write it down. So far, nothing is chalya, they just wrote it down. But omdu v'kitshu, later when they make the ma'aseh kedushin, konu, then tak is konu v'kinyin, and the father, both fathers have to do what they said they would do. And this is called Hein Hein Hadvor Maniktin V'Amira. These are the things that are kaina with Amir alone, the fact you said you would do it. Like, you don't have to make any real kinyan. It's not a real kinyan star here. You're just writing it down what you said. But you just promised to say that I'm going to give my son this much amount of money. So when they get married, that's called it's chal then, that you have a chiyuv to pay your son, because you spoke it out. That's Hein Hein Hadvor Maniktin V'Amira. But you just write it down just for proof. So that's what you're allowed to write down during Chol HaMoed, the Tanoim that they made. But maybe the actual Kedushin, maybe that's also on Chol HaMoed. Well, Lema Masal, I'll bring you another proof. It says that in Ein Noisin Noshin B'Moed, you're not allowed to make Nisuyin, you can't make Nisuyin, that's like Chuppah, that you can't do on Chol HaMoed. Lei Besulas Loi Amonis, not if she's the first time, that she's a Psula, or else even if she's Amonis, she's married once before, you can't marry her. Lei Miyavmin, who then you can't make Mitzvah Yibum on Chol HaMoed. If they say simchi loy, that's a simcha. To live with the isha, that's a simcha. To have beer with a nusuyin, that's a simcha. If we had before, you're supposed to be with some after b'chagecha, for loy b'yishtecha. Therefore, you can't make nusuyin on Chol HaMoed. So the is though, hola aris ashari, mashma just to make erison, just to make kedushin, that should be mutter. And only nusuyin is also. The mashma erison should be mutter. So Mara says, loy mi boy come. And no, could be not only this, even that. Loy mi boy laris. Not only to make erusin, to loy kavod mitzvah, maybe even erusin also was also to do on Chol HaMoed. Since it's not a mitzvah, erusin, maybe it's also to do it on Chol HaMoed. Elafilu, lisa, nami, but even to make nisuin, that's the chiddush here, even nisuin is also to kavod mitzvah, because I would have thought maybe it's mutter to make nisuin on Chol HaMoed, because you're doing a mitzvah. And Rashi says, you're doing a mitzvah, you're being Isaac in Puravu. In fact, you're living with your wife now. Maybe she'll become pregnant. So you're being Isaac in Puravu. So I would have thought maybe that's mutter. It's Kamashma, that's also. But it could be, who are then to make Erusin just Kedushin alone, maybe it's also also in Chol HaMoed. So we don't have a riot to Shmuel yet. Toshma coming here. The Tana Devei Shmuel. It says, and we learned in Tana Devei Shmuel clearly, that Ma'arasin, you are allowed to make Erusin, you could make Kedushin and Chol HaMoed. But you can't make a chuppah, you can't live with the first time during Chol HaMoed. Suda erusin. Who are then you can't make a big suda? You just make the actual kedushin, but to make a big suda, that you have to wait after Chol HaMoed. Then you can make your big suda. For loy miyavmin, who are then you can't make yibum during Chol HaMoed? Because it's a tremendous simcha, and that's the klal. For samachta bechagech, you have to be happy in the simcha and not the yishtecha. Shema mina. So I call upon him here, it's clear raya that you're allowed to make kedushin on Chol HaMoed. Just the ma'aseh kedushin and the svara was we had before, it's called a dover ovud, because you have to be afraid if you don't marry you now, maybe somebody else will chaper and marry you before you. Frati Gemara, is that true? The Shmuel say you're allowed to make kedushin on Chol HaMoed because you're allowed to be afraid maybe somebody else will marry you before you. I will omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. The whole yom v'yom, every single day, baskel yoytzes, the baskel goes out. V'yom eris, and the baskel says, bas pleni l'pleni. says, this is the Shidduch. In Shemayim, they know who the Shidduch is. They know who your Shidduch is. Or the Chazal say, even Aboyim Yoyim Kodim Mitzvah Sablad. 40 days before you're born, also in Shemayim, they already have the Shidduch that you're going to marry. Who Adin saw the Ploin and the Ploin, they also know exactly which field you're going to own. Your house is Eiska Paschal in Shemayim, already exactly which house you're going to have. See, if so, what are you afraid that you're not going to marry a Jew in Chol HaMoed? Maybe somebody else will marry you. It's Pashert, your Shidduch is yours, and somebody else can't take it away from you. Marin says, El Hashem Yekad Menu Acha Barachimim. True, that there's a mazel, that's supposed to be your Shidduch, but there's a Koyach of Rachimim of Tefillah. If somebody else comes to daven to Hashem that he wants that Shidduch, the Tefillah of Rachimim could change around the Gezer HaDin. We once spoke about this, the Gemara Tainis, about Dini Chamisha Sabav. The Yom Tov of Chamisha Sabav was the Yom Tov that the Noshim, the girls, used to come out and tell the boys, look at me, like, take me for Shidduch. He spoke about it then, that the Yom Tov was that Tu Bav is 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, before Chofei Bielol, is Tu Bav. It's 40 days before Chofei Bielol. And Chofei Bielol, Hashem created the world. And we say, Aboyim Yoyim Koidim, Hashem was Elu Badaitoi with the Midas Arachimim. So first started the Midas Arachimim on Tu Bav. And this is the meaning of Rachamim by Shidduchim. That it's possible you see this midi, you could daven to Hashem, even though somebody's supposed to have the Shidduch, but if somebody else davens to Hashem very strong, because of Tefillah, you could change around the Gezer HaDin. That's called Rachamim. Hashem listens to Tefillah. Yeah. So therefore, Shmuel is right. Therefore, if you have a Shidduch and you want to marry in Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to make the Kedusha now. Because that somebody else should not chap your voice, and daven to Hashem, and he'll change to get that Shidduch. Now the Gemara brings a riot, which is a hard riot to exactly understand, but cool, that's the halacha though. So Mar says, now, he heard the Rav, like Rav. Shemiel hu Gavri heard a person, Tevoi Rachmi, he was davening to Hashem v'yomar, Tiz damen li planaisa. He was davening to Hashem, give me that Shidduch, I want that girl to be my wife. He was davening. So Amalei, Rav told him, Loi Tevoi Rachmi Yochi, no, don't go daven like this. Why? He said like this, Ichazi l'cho, if she's sukapas, if it's minashmaim, she'll be a Shidduch, she won't go away from you. V'loy, and if it's not your Shidduch, kafarta b'Hashem, he been kafir in Hashem. So who is the Maisa Lista? Pasha is telling her, you're not supposed to daven like this. Like, what are you davening for this girl for? If it's b'Hashem, she'll be a Shidduch, you'll have her. And if it's not b'Hashem, you're not going to have her. So who is just the opposite the Gemara said before. So his Zvor learns the pshat is that Rava held that this wasn't a good Shidduch. So his Tam was stopping this guy from davening. That Avada Rava was afraid his Tefillah maybe would help. But Rava saw the Shidduch wasn't a good Shidduch. Rava didn't want the Shidduch to go through. So therefore, Rava told him to stop davening. But really, really, his Tefillah would have helped or could help. That's the way the Mitzvah learns. Rava says, Bacha Rachi, after this, Shemiyah the Kama. Rava heard this Bacha saying like this, Oy iyo lomes mekamor, let she die before me. In other words, it's going to be tremendous sorry. He says, if she's going to get married to somebody else, I'm going to go crazy. So Mela, I want either she should die before me, no, she shouldn't get married to somebody else, or else let me die before her. That's one of the two. You know, he had so much sorrow that he would wanted to marry her. Or Malay Rav said back to him a second time, Lava Minulcha, didn't I tell you, Loitiboy Olay, don't adopt for this. The Mil Sahachi, like this is it, either it's Pashat or not Pashat. So according to the Mitzvah, it's okay if what Rav was just telling him was, Rav was holding it wasn't a good Shidduch. So Rav wanted him to stop, not to daven for it. Rashi's Mashma. The Rashi says the word Lohochi Maris, but we know we're allowed to get married in Chol HaMoed. Shlo Yikad Menu Achav Rachmim Shatomasi. That a co-part of the other person's tefillah shouldn't daven that she should die. That's the way Rachim helps. Rashi for Rashi that you can't really daven to change the Shidduch. That much no. If she's supposed to be to somebody else, she's not going to be yours. But Rachim can help that you could daven she should die. So mainly you don't want people to daven she should die. Therefore you chap around and marry her very fast. But once you marry her, then the guy thinks it's off. He can't daven to Hashem anymore. But the Zvor learns now that really Tefillah helps that you can change around Shidduchim, if you daven bekavona. And here Rav was just telling him, don't daven, this is not a good Shidduch for you. Right, Omer Rav Mishum Rebbe Ruvain, Ben Isra Bili, Mina Torah Umina Neviyim Umina Ksuvim, that may Hashem Isha Liish, from the Torah Ksuvim it's arrived that a Shidduch from Hashem. Hashem is the one that makes Shidduchim. All the biggest Shadchin is Hashem, not us. Min haTorah d'chsiv, the pasuk says, "Vayan lovin b'suel v'yerim yashem yotzadover." Says clearly, even lovin b'suel maskim that as min Hashem this shidduch with Yitzchok. So therefore, it's like Hashem makes the shidduch. Min hanaviyim d'chsiv v'yobavim lo yodukim yashem he. It's min Hashemayim. The shidduch by Shimshon is min Hashem. Min Aksuv v'Nechsev Bayis v'Hoin Nachlas Ovois Avu Me Hashem Isha Maskolas. But from Hashem you get a good wife. Your shidduch. Shidduch comes from Hashem. The Yomer Rav Mishum Ruvein Ben Esrubili. The Yarmila Sam Sev B'Masnisa Torah the Brice we learned. The Yomer Rav Ruvein Ben Esrubili. Ein Adam Nechshad B'Dover Elim Kemosa. If people have a chshad, people talk about you. You did something wrong. Nobody talks about you unless it really happened. Even if you didn't do everything that they say you did, but a little bit you did. If you didn't even do a little bit, here we believe by last place. Yizich has in mind to do something like that. The people have said, you live with a lihad znus, with an isha, so something at least you have in mind to do it. And if you didn't think about it, then you saw somebody else do it, and we were happy about it, because you weren't meichim, so you also becloud this chet. Master Rabbi Yaakov, back to the kasha. Pasuk says, "Vayichapu b'nei Yisrael dvorim hashaloi ken al Hashem elokim." The Klal Yisrael had tainus against Hashem; they were choshed Hashem. So how could it be? It comes out that Hashem had to do something wrong. We know Hashem doesn't do anything wrong. The more hosam lahachas udiyovid. Their Klal Yisrael were showing their doing lahachis. They knew Klal Hashem didn't do anything wrong to them. They just said it. Toshima, coming here, the Pasuk says, "Vayikanu lemoishe b'machne liyaron kodesh Hashem." What does that mean? That Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok Amar Malam Meche Kol Echad Kina Liishtoi. Everybody was mekana their wife, me Moshe. That they were mekana their wife. They told the wife, stay away from Moshe. So Mashmu they were choshen Moshe for having this with their wives. Could that be? The more hosom mishum sinu diyovid. Also the same thing. We often have no truth to it. This time they were angry. They had sin against Moshe. That's why they said it. Toshima Om Rav Yosi. I should be with somebody that's a choshen and it's not there. In other words, whenever somebody is choshen, you should know always something is there. Something is there. The Umra Papa, the Didi Choshtun Vlay Heavy Bee. People had a chshan, they said something wrong about me, and it didn't happen, I didn't do it. So who you see not like you? Malakasha. Hobakol the Posik, Hobakol Le Posik. This kola means this Yantarai goes around, and everybody talks about it. So if it stops after one, within a day, then it could be it was sheker. But if it doesn't stop within a day, it has to have some truth to it. Versus the kola Le Posik Akama, what does it mean it doesn't stop till how long they still have to yent to talk about it? My mother told me, Dumya Demosa, knows that the yent to the talk around the city, Yayma Pag, they ain't here. If people talk for a day and a half about the city, well, what this person did, that's called the cold leposik, and for sure the person did something. So how many minutes leposik bene bene? It's only if it didn't stop in between. Avoposik bene bene, let's say it stopped in between, and then another day later they picked up again the gossip again, that doesn't have to mean it had the truth. Vaytevchiposik bene bene, even if it stopped in between, loymorna leposik machmas yira. If they didn't stop because of yira, then it's called a stopping. But if they stop because they're afraid they'll be caught or the guy would beat them up, that's not called a stopping. And therefore they continue talking, that's called the kol of them, the leposik. And if the gossip keeps on going for a day and a half, we have a right to say some truth took place. That's what we say if it had a break after a day. So it's not called the kol, it's called the kol of the posik. And it could be it's false. That's only if the curl, the gossip doesn't come out again. Let's say it starts gossiping, and gossip goes out again in the street, everybody starts talking about it again. Loi, then that's not called stop, but you know there's some truth to it. Also, when do we say there's some truth to it? Only if the person doesn't have enemies. The person has enemies. Then you have a right to say it's not really true. That's what people say as nus with an isha, you don't have to believe it. But the pshat is his enemies are talking like that. But if the person doesn't have enemies, that's what we're saying, the person doesn't have any enemies, and the curl, the gossip went around town for a day and a half, there's some truth to it. If not completely, but something he did. So the Mishnah. If you lend money to somebody, you can't write a shtar on Chol HaMoed. But because Stam lend the money, and Stam, you trust him. But you made him a mina, if the Malva doesn't trust the Leiva, and he's not going to lend him the money unless he gets a shtar back, a proof, then you're allowed to. Or Yishen Loi Ma Yoichel, if you have before, or else you have a cipher that doesn't have what heat, so you're allowed to pay your money to write the shtar. For his sake, you're allowed to let him work. Hareza Yichtev, then you're allowed to have the shtar Havor written on Chol HaMoed. Ein Kois Svin Svarim, you're not allowed to write a cipher Torah on Chol HaMoed. tefillin and mezuzas b'moyid. He can't write tefillin and mezuzas on Chol HaMoed. The sefer can't do his work on Chol HaMoed. V'yein magiyin ois achas. You can't even magiyin. If there's something wrong with the sefer Torah, you can't fix it during Chol HaMoed. Afilu b'sefer Ezra. Even if you're doing it, only even if it's only against the sefer Ezra, you can't fix it.
Yeah.
We'll see in the Gemara this dafka. If think if you don't have any other sefer Torah, it's muta. There's only thing that you have on this form.
Right.
But it says you can't fix the sefer Torah. Such if it's not the tzorach, you can't fix it. The charm will be a tzorach. If you have no other sefer Torah to use, then avada chur, you could fix it. We have Yudhuayna Kaisif Adam Tfilin and Mezuzas Liatzmoy. A person does Seifas ladder right Tfilin and Mezuzas for himself. If he needs it on Cholomoy, he's ladder right. Ah, you don't use Tfilin and Cholomoy, the Khurd is a Raya, that's a Veshita that we have Tfilin and Cholomoy. Otherwise, what do you need to write Tfilin for yourself? The other Terence has to be is that he needs Tfilin right after Cholomoy. And if he doesn't write it now during Cholomoy, he's not going to have the Tfilin the day after Yom Tov. That's also, we have to write the Tfilin today, because he needs this Tfilin. The Tovo, you light a weave. Are you rech on your thigh? That's with a shinu. Don't.